like to call to order the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee meeting, agenda 9th, 2020, 4 o'clock p.m. Notification of Open Meetings Act is posted, I think, on my right-hand door with regards to the meeting. Quorum call.
Fowler. Jeff.
Here.
Zudinski.
Here.
Teaser.
Here.
Chairperson.
Here. Item number 4, adoption of agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. Roll call.
Jeff.
Yes.
Zudinski.
Yes.
Yes.
Item number 5, proof of publication of meeting notice. Next meeting, which will become part of the permanent record. Item number 6, review and recommendation on interlocal agreement with City of Omaha for Zurinsky Basin 2. Amanda Grant.
Good afternoon. Tonight before you for consideration is an interlocal agreement with the City of Omaha for Zurinsky Basin 2. And if we maybe could go to the map quick. Thanks, Bill. So this is a water quality basin, and there were 4 water quality basins identified back in the 90s when they did a watershed study to protect Zurinsky Lake from sediment. So this is the last of the 4 to be constructed that was recommended. And you can see there's development all around it. We started design in 2016, and in 2018 started construction. So we've been working away on this. It's expected to be complete in August of 2020. And then we've been here a few times with some extensions, so that's where we've ended up. We think we'll have the project complete in 2020. And we've worked with the City of Omaha throughout this whole process with the intent that they take over the property once the project is complete. It's within their jurisdiction, so it would be an immediate transfer as soon as we're done with construction. So the interlocal agreement outlines the details of that, where the NRD would maintain the responsibility for the weir structure and the dam and the outlet pipe, the working parts of that basin, and the city would take over the land and the reservoir around that. There's some limitations as to what they can do within the flood pool so that we maintain the right sediment storage and flood storage of the structure. And then it allows them for their use to maintain it. However, we do allow for recreation in this site because the intent would be from the surrounding SIDs would design and construct some recreation features. The NRD is not part of that, but the other entities could design and construct those, and then the city would eventually maintain those, so the interlocal allows for that. Other than that, I guess I was wishful thinking in my memo. I wrote that they approved the interlocal. Theoretically, they have approved the interlocal. Their Parks Department has reviewed it. It's with their attorneys, and it still needs to go to City Council. But if there's any questions, I'd be happy to try to answer them.
Anyone in the public?
Move staff recommendation.
Second.
Anyone in the public wish to speak to it? I guess. Directors?
In light of the naming of Dampsite 7, the idea to name this, looked through, I couldn't find it.
No, there's, so Zurinsky Basin 1 on the other side of Highway 92 goes by Zurinsky Basin 1, and that's not open to the public, and it does not have any recreation features. So this is still the same. It's really not open to the public. There's no recreation features. It doesn't have a name. If they were to build park and trail and other recreation features, they may want to name it, but...
Any other questions?
As far as maintenance goes, then any maintenance is at our cost or at the City of Omaha's cost?
So the dam weir maintenance is us, so working parts of the basin. The land maintenance is the City of Omaha.
Questions? Roll call.
Zudinski?
Yes.
Teaser?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
And Jefferson?
All right. Item number seven, review and recommendation on amendment number two, trail over Platte River Bridge agreement with Lower Platte South NRD and Nebraska Game and Parks Commission. Eric.
Yep, good afternoon, everyone. We've been working on restoration of the lead bridge and the Mopac Trail in this location, so there's been several items in the past. As a reminder, if we have the map, Bill. Lead bridge across the Platte River, there you go, from South Bend over to Highway 31. The lead bridge itself has seen debris removal, and we are in the process of carrying out structural repairs, so that is not included in the amendment that we're talking about today. That was previously covered in what would now be called Amendment Number 1 to the interlocal agreement with Game and Parks and Lower Platte South. What we're presenting today is Amendment Number 2 that would authorize the NRD to carry out reconstruction of the trail in the blue area from the end of the lead bridge up to Highway 31. And this area was completely submerged and significant amounts of debris were deposited during the flood in March of 2019. If you can go to the next page, please. And if you can can you rotate that page to the right by chance? If not, that's all right. So the interlocal agreement that constructed the bridge specified operations and maintenance and that the NRDs would be responsible for structural work on the bridge itself, but it did not really cover how we might address emergency response reconstruction of the trail portions. So the NRD has conducted a conceptual study from the parking lot in the upper left down to the end of the bridge in the lower right. And these are three different conceptual options that the consultant JEO provided to us. And we would now like to take this 10% conceptual study, move this forward to final design and have it ready for construction bidding, and then to carry out the construction to restore the trail in this area. The consultant recommended the yellow option in the middle there. So the trail construction would be in a slightly different location than originally built, mostly to avoid potential future damage from erosion on the bank of the Platte River, and because the availability of the land a little bit further back has changed since the leases for the cabins have not been extended by the property owner, which is NEBCO. So we have met with Nebraska Game and Parks, who does normal operations and maintenance of the trail in this location, and NEBCO, or Western Sand and Gravel, which they are the property owner, and both were involved in the design of these alternatives, and both support moving forward, taking this yellow path here through full design and having it ready for construction. In order to do that, Bill, if you can go to the next page, maybe about three or four pages in. One page back, please. We need to amend the interlocal agreement that we have previously amended, and this section right here, listed as number 3, this is the language that would be included in the amendment to the existing interlocal agreement. It specifies that the NRD would carry out the work and that we would seek federal funding for both the design and the construction of the trail in this location. Through some work with FEMA, we have identified an alternative project program, and we have funding that is about equal to the expected cost of the design and construction of the trail in this location. So we do believe that there is federal funding which should cover all of the design and the construction. However, that is a capped amount of funding. It is not a 75% reimbursement based on final constructed cost. So in the event that the design and construction cost exceeds the funding that is available, Nebraska Game and Parks has agreed to pay 100% of the local share, so any amount over the expected cost of the design and construction of the project. So those are kind of the summary points that are included in the amendment to the interlocal. Lower Platte South is a party to the original agreements. They have reviewed and approved both the design and this amendment to the interlocal, but they will not be involved in any of the funding, nor will they be participating in the design or construction aspect. That would be just the Papio and Missouri River NRD, and then Game and Parks, since they will be taking over the operations and maintenance. So the recommendation is that we authorize the general manager to execute amendment number 2 to the existing interlocal agreement to carry out the design and construction and the construction administration services necessary to restore the trail in this location. And that does expect that federal funding will cover all of the costs. In the event that there is any additional cost over the federal funding, Game and Parks will pick up that local cost and will reimburse the NRD for that portion.
Second.
Motion and second. Anyone wish to Directors?
I have a question. When do you anticipate this actually being us receiving the funding and the doing it?
The funding might be received prior to the construction. We have a contract from JEO to carry forward the conceptual design. So as soon as this is approved here and by Lower Platte South and executed by Game and Parks, we'll execute the contract with JEO to move the design forward. The timeline for that, probably about 6 or 8 weeks on the design. This is a relatively simple location. So we were hoping to have the construction contract bid and ready for recommendation here in the August meeting. It's possible that based on continuing complexity in the community that might not be available in August, but we are looking to have the design done relatively quickly and then the construction moving forward hopefully in the August and September timeline. At the same time, we will be handling the other reconstruction of the bridge. So we hope to have the entire project done this fall, but again, that kind of depends on how the design work moves forward. Again, like I said, the expectation is construction contract ready for approval at our board in August is the tentative timeline.
Just in time for next year's fall.
Well, hopefully in time for people to still use both the trail and the bridge through the fall season when there should be some beautiful colors out there along the river.
Any questions? Roll call.
Yes. Fowler?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.